You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, streaming online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, in the studio with a special guest this morning talking about some live theater that's happening in the Marquette area at the Ordock Brewing Company. Why don't you have you introduce yourself for us?
My name is Jamie Weeder. I'm the artistic director of Upper Peninsula Shakespeare Festival, as well as Wolf's Head Theater Company, a new subsidiary in Marquette, Michigan.
Yeah. Welcome to the studio. And we're talking about a play that's happening in the community space at the Ordock Brewing Company, and it's called Bug. And it's a two-person play, I believe?
It's actually a five-person
play. Okay.
But there's two... oh, no, it's two principals that are in the majority of the play. I guess I would say it was more four and a half, because there's one character that has one very brief scene towards the end, and in most productions he's not even on stage, but in ours he is.
Yeah,
so
get the credit due
people.
There.
Yes.
Excellent. So can you tell us a little bit about this play, because it has to do with love at its core, but there are some trappings that surround it that don't always necessarily say love in terms of maybe what you see and what you hear. Could you kind of give us a little descriptor of what Bug is all about?
All right, well, you know, it's modern for what our company is used for. It was written in the late 90s, produced at first in London in 2000. But for our purposes and for what we generally stick to as classics, it's a modern love story is how I've been describing it to people. Mm-hmm. It's the modern day Romeo and Juliet, if you will, which if you look at Romeo and Juliet conceptually and contextually, it's a very flawed love story. But we look at it with such purity and such idealism, and we're like, oh, it's beautiful. Well, who's to say that Bug isn't also beautiful? It's a love story between two very flawed individuals. Mm-hmm. Who isn't flawed in some way or another?
Right.
And yes, one is a woman named Agnes, who is a divorcee, may have been tripping into some addiction in her isolation since she's been divorced, living in paranoia because her ex-husband, who was an abuser, is getting out of prison, living in a motel. And she meets this Gulf War veteran, younger than her, different, charismatic, soft-spoken, and they sort of form this kind of interesting connection. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that connection revolves ultimately around the idea that this motel room that they end up living together at is infested with bugs. Mm. It sort of becomes the symbolic Tennessee Williams-like symbolism of their connection. Mm-hmm. And they sort of isolate themselves from everyone else in their life and really get in deep with these bugs. And I don't really want to give any spoilers as to what the story ultimately ends up being, but I sort of kind of attribute it to like the back page of Yahoo News, where there's like a clickbait title and a mugshot, and you're like, God, look at those people. That's so weird. You know, like, who are those people over there in that world? Like, what is their life like? And it's a brief article that shows no humanity in them, but it's just this bizarre spectacle story. Mm. But what Bug does is it shows you the humanity of that person and of those people. And I think what binds us all as humans is we all experience the same human emotions one way or another, depending on our context and our situation. It may be separate from us, but one way we can kind of connect with other people is, you know, describing those emotions and those ideas and those stories that we all identify with. And that's what I'm hoping to do with this story.
Yeah. And with this, too, we have those trappings that fall in with love that, you know, isn't necessarily that ideal. And in this case, there's some situations that are a little bit on the scary side, maybe. How would you say it translates when you're coming to a place like the upstairs of the Ordock? That'll be taking place in the community space.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about maybe the setup for the staging and, you know, how the audience can kind of take in this whole experience? Because you've done plays, and I guess we can kind of delve into a little tangent here. Since this isn't a Shakespeare play, but this is put on by the Upper Peninsula Shakespeare Festival. So you've kind of got something that's a little bit off the side of what you've typically done.
Mm-hmm.
So can you just speak a little bit about that's a pretty huge question now, but yeah, if you can kind of like take that and talk a little bit about how that's portrayed in the community space, mm-hmm. and maybe what people could expect from something that maybe they're not expecting this time.
Right, right. That's a great question. When we first moved here and started this company 3 years ago, we wanted to kind of give something to the community that we didn't really see, which was immersive theater, which mm-hmm. is not a new idea by any means, but something that we hadn't seen in Marquette, and thought sure. that the community space in the Ordock actually was the inspiration of that. Like, this okay. would be a beautiful space to be able to put on immersive productions of classics or the like. Mm-hmm. So what that means basically is we took over a model that the National Theatre of Scotland does, and they do mostly classics, but they do some modern stuff too. Mm-hmm. And they don't have their own space. They just perform pub to pub in immersive theater or factories or other unorthodox
like
spaces.
Like a public place or a place that's outside right. of a typical stage.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unorthodox festivals, you know, we eventually want to get to that point where we're just kind of popping up and performing. But mm-hmm. this is a kind of an alien idea to this area. There's a very kind of stigmatized idea of theater in not just Marquette, but in a lot of rural Midwestern places that don't have a lot of theater from the outside because mm-hmm. they don't. And that's fine. So there's this idea of theater being kind of staunchy and proscenium, meaning like here's a stage and a big separation and there's your audience and you go mm-hmm. and you dress up real nice and it's a night at the theater. Theater didn't start out that way. Theater sure. was in the dregs. It was, you know, at the Globe in England, where you drank, and it was for the lower tier of society.
Like the theater of the round kind of thing.
Right, yeah. So kind of throwback in a little bit, trying to make it more accessible, trying to make it more open and kind of dispel that stereotype of what theater is. And what better way to do that than to bring it into a space that's already established in a community, like mm-hmm. the Ordock Brewing Company. And what better way to do that but besides getting them socially lubricated yeah. if necessary, because right. it's an intimate thing and it's different. So I'm, you know, a lot of our audience are people that aren't normal theater goers. They're mm-hmm. people that stumble across us, and that's a point of pride for me yeah. is bringing people in and be like, no, you'll like this and it's okay. And it's especially scary when it is like in the round. And by in the round, what I mean is the action takes place most of the time for most of our classics all around you, like mm-hmm. at the bar, there will be a scene, and right in front of you, there'll be another scene. Sometimes there's mm-hmm. audience interaction. And by that, I mean, sometimes an actor gives you a prop to hold or an actor speaks to you specifically.
Oh, okay.
For this particular production, we're actually going to be more conventional in the way that we're going to have a stage that we're building in the space mm-hmm. with audience all around them. So whilst none of our actors are going to be interacting with the audience, there's still going to be an extreme sense of intimacy, especially given mm-hmm. the context.
Sure.
As you kind of talked about, there's some adult themes, explicit language, drug use. And one thing I want to kind of dabble in a little bit, and you mentioned, was, you know, some of unorthodox ideas of love and some scary things that might be happening. But love is scary. Mm-hmm. Any way you put it, it's a very scary thing. So we're, if anything, marrying up the fear of falling in love with some actual fear. Mm-hmm. Which I think is an interesting way to look at it, like the risk inherent in revealing yourself, mm-hmm. as flawed as you may be, to another human, and then kind of tunneling down and digging deep into connecting with them to perhaps a point of no return. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoiler alert mm-hmm. anything, yeah. but you know what happens when we do connect, and who are we to decide whether or not this connection is healthy or unhealthy, mm-hmm. whether this level of codependence is worse than what they would be otherwise apart? It's difficult for us to say from the outside, but what I'm trying to do as a director and conceptually is show the story in a way that you can identify with it as an audience member and be like, I remember feeling this way. I mm-hmm. remember connecting with another person like this. I remember I may not have had that happen to me, but I could have.
Right.
You know? And
having that shared experience really speaks to how a lot of people, I think, feel nowadays. You know, it's kind of right around the time of Pride Fest, and people are trying to express themselves and say, this is the way that I love, and this is my real love, and mm-hmm. this is the way I feel, and this is how I need to express myself. So mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of things that you could draw from this kind of play
right.
that speak to our current times, as well as calling back to some of the old theater of the round and things mm-hmm. like that. So it sounds like a really interesting situation that you could be in by taking this in. So
I hope so.
Yeah. And I'll just say again here, we're speaking with Jamie Weider. She's the artistic director of the Upper Peninsula Shakespeare Festival, as well as the Wolf's Head Theater Company. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the play that's called Bug by Tracy Letts. And that will be happening at the Ordock Brewing Company. And what are the dates on that? When could people take in this experience?
Well, we open on the 22nd of July, which is a Sunday. And the doors are going to be probably around 6:45, 6:30. You can purchase tickets at the door or at our website, www.upshakes.org. The next show is on the 24th, which is a Tuesday. And usually we do Sunday, Wednesday, so that's a little different. That Tuesday show, we will actually be having a talk back afterwards, meaning after the show, you can stay, have another beer, talk with the actors, the designers, the director, me, about what you just experienced, any questions you have of how we built it and how we practiced, how we rehearsed, how we developed our concept. The next show would be that Sunday, which is the 29th of July, and then we have two August performances on the 1st of August and on the 5th of August, all at 7:30 p.m. at the Ordock Brewing Company.
Excellent. And you can head to that website for more information about that, as well as ticket information, too. You can get those ordered ahead of time. We've been speaking again. It's Jamie Weider, the artistic director of the Upper Peninsula Shakespeare Festival and the Wolf's Head Theater Company here in Marquette and the Upper Peninsula area. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kurt. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm.